This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Security Council condemned the bombing outside a shopping center in Benghazi, Libya. Bintou Keita is the UN's Assistant Secretary General for Peace Operations.
We are now in a position to confirm that three United Nations staff members were among the fatalities, and two others were injured and are now being treated. Scores of Libyans are also among the injured.
The blast occurred outside a shopping mall where people were gathering supplies to celebrate the Muslim holiday. Benghazi Municipal Council said the attack targeted a convoy for UN support mission in Libya. Police used tear gas on protesters in Hong Kong after anti-government marches went ahead in two areas of the Chinese territory Saturday in defiance of an official ban. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Police leveled tear gas canisters at a crowd of some 1,000 people in an evening standoff at a commuter rail station in Tai Wai in the northern region of New Territories. In a separate incident, tear gas was fired at protesters who surrounded a police station on the northern side of Hong Kong's harbour. Also, protesters have blocked an entrance to a tunnel that carries traffic under the harbour. Hong Kong is in its ninth week of demonstrations that began in response to a proposed extradition law, but have expanded to include other grievances and demands for more democratic freedoms. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia confirms that radioactive materials were involved in an explosion at a Russian missile testing range. At least five people are confirmed dead, with several injuries reported. Emergency officials miles away reported a spike in background radiation. People were scrambling for iodine drops, and swimming and fishing were halted due to the presence of toxic rocket fuel. This is VOA News. Almost 50,000 opposition supporters rallied and dozens were arrested in Moscow on Saturday at one of the largest authorized protests since President Vladimir Putin's return to the Kremlin in 2012. Protesters crowded the central street where city authorities deployed a massive police presence, including officers in riot gear after giving permission for the rally to move forward. More than 100 people were detained. In recent weeks, thousands have attended street protests calling for free and fair elections after the exclusion of several opposition figures from local Moscow polls next month, including allies of top Putin critic Alexei Navalny. Romanians rallied in Bucharest and other cities across the country Saturday to mark the first anniversary of a massive anti-corruption protest that the government violently quelled. The demonstrations come amid public outrage over the authorities' response to the kidnapping and killing last month of a 15-year-old girl, a case that revealed deep flaws in the police system of the European Union and NATO member state. About 20,000 people turned up for a rally outside government headquarters in central Bucharest, filling much of Victoria Square into the evening. Police in Tanzania say that at least 62 people were burned to death. More than 70 others were treated for burns after a fuel tanker explosion in the eastern town of Morogoro. Officials say that people were trying to siphon off fuel from the damaged tanker Saturday when the blast occurred. Witnesses said that the tanker had been involved in an accident. The Tanzanian president expressed his condolences, but said he was very shocked by the looting that happened at the scene. He also called for people to stop the dangerous practice of stealing fuel in such a way. The body of Jeffrey Epstein was taken to the office of New York City's chief medical examiner Saturday after the disgraced financier was found dead from an apparent suicide in a New York jail cell. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the Attorney General, the U.S. Attorney General, William Barr, ordered the Inspector General to open an inspection and investigation into Epstein's death.
In a statement, Attorney General William Barr says he was appalled to learn of Jeffrey Epstein's suicide and that it happened in federal custody raises serious questions that must be answered. The FBI is also investigating the death. The U.S. Bureau of Prisons says Epstein was found unresponsive in his cell in the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan Saturday morning. He was facing sex trafficking charges to which he had pleaded not guilty. A person familiar with the matter tells the Associated Press Epstein had been taken off suicide watch at the end of July. I'm Ben Thomas.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell. I've put together an amazing, diverse playlist of songs by artists from 11 African countries, young and old. Some you'll recognize and others probably not, but hey, that's why this music show's awesome. You listen and you learn about music from all over Africa and expand your palette of Pan-African music. There's Song of the Week, too, a brand new single called Kutapira. It's by Oran Etkin and features Mbira maestro Musekiwa Chingodza. The song's a pre-release of Etkin's album due out August 30th. It is so fresh, people. You're gonna love it. And you're gonna love that Kwame Ofori joins me in the studio for that. You're also gonna hear some young talent popping in on the mic to introduce themselves and their great new music. So sit back, everybody, relax, and enjoy the show. Starting out in Zimbabwe with the amazing live band from Victoria Falls, Mukumba. This is Kumukanda, track 3 from their 2017 album, Luyando. Darling listeners, this is Heather. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa, and we kicked it off with Mukumba out of Zimbabwe. Now we're going to listen to Ana Junubi by the Swagger Boys Dynasty from South Sudan. But first, let's hear from one of the artists themselves, Biggie Kola, about the meaning of the song.
Hey everyone, it's Biggie Kola from the Swagger Boys Dynasty, and the meaning of Ana Junubi is all about stopping tribalism in South Sudan, saying we're all South Sudanese, one people, one nation.
Gonna die there. Dragon City.
Umati kalingal anamin bargazal.
Wow City.
Umati kalingali anamin Equatoria.
Juba City.
Baswani yo ana Junubi.
Junubi.
Nasi ata babate kalingal kene akwani wanuzada mama. Demir batal kido tai wa moto ababa tai gemoto abu tai bada butu jinob sudan bada rudu lele Sharia jama Beletana gada shufu Wobu wedi likidam Nabnu madaris Musajwa katir khalis Fai akwa na gada zitu Giraya wagalam Ukazola salu itakali itaminu wen Ya akuni kalimlu Ana junubi
Junubi
Wala kabila taki Sadifika minu wen
That was Swagger Boys Dynasty with Ana Junubi from Juba. Hey everybody, I'm Heather Maxwell. If you like that song, good news. The band is releasing their album, also entitled Ana Junubi, on August 15th. It'll be available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and more.
Hello there, this is Oliver Mtukudzi from Zimbabwe. I am with, okay, Heather, Dr. Max.
Yeah.
And the program is Music Time in Africa.
Music news. In the world of television, the first episode of East Africa's Got Talent premiered August 4th. It was broadcast simultaneously across four countries in East Africa, Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, and Rwanda. Wow. And also, on a sad note, Togolese artist Jimmy Hope has died. He was nicknamed the Togolese Johnny Hallyday, and that artist, for those of you who don't know, is a French rock and roll pop singer, and he got that nickname for his flamboyant performances. Jimmy had just turned 62. I had the chance to meet him and to watch him perform when I was there in Lomé earlier this year for the launch of our VOA FM station. And let me tell you, he was really a beast on the stage. He had so much energy and fire. He reminded me of the Rolling Stones icon Mick Jagger. Seriously. But Jimmy had been ill for a few weeks and was evacuated to France for proper care, where he then passed away on August 5th. And now, here's Checheku and Ganalog High Life and the group Fra. The song, Happy Yourself. Papa Ray is also featured here, and if you tuned into the show a couple weeks ago, my featured guest was another Ghanaian artist, Reynolds the Gentleman, and he produced this song, so yeah, it's great and happy.
Sizzling when you're smiling, careful, oh darling, make you happy yourself, cause you own nobody in your life. Sizzling when you're smiling, careful, oh my darling.
cost though. Why now? You know boss though. Make it happy yourself, cause you own nobody alive. Happiness though they cost though. Why now? You know boss though. Just jure me.
This is Heather Maxwell. It's Music Time in Africa. That was Happy Yourself by Cheche Ku and Ganalog High Life, Fra, and Papa Ray, and produced by Reynolds the Gentleman. Dawit Sherrance is an up-and-coming artist from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. He released his debut EP earlier this year, and so I asked him to introduce himself, tell us a little bit about his life's path so far in the world of music, and then we're going to listen to one of the songs on his EP. It's called Fikir.
Hello, my name is Dawit Sherrance, and I'm from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and I'm 22. I started writing music since I was young. At the age of 11, my dad bought me a guitar, and since then I taught myself how to play guitar, how to write songs, and how to compose. I graduated from college from Addis Ababa University in economics. However, my passion for music was so much greater, so I have to go to a musical school again. So now I'm a second-year jazz music student. This year, I released my Amharic debut EP, which is called So. It's an Amharic word for human. Fikir is an Amharic word, which is love. Love can change the world, so that's what the song's about. Nowadays, we don't really talk about the real love that could change things. We're basically talking about temporary love, but love can change the world. I believe in that. Lastly, the EP can be found on YouTube. I have my own channel, Dawit Sherrance, and anyone can go there and could listen. Well, thanks for having me. Thank you so much.
So, Shagriya, I love, I won't call anybody, just fans and easels, you hold on you. Okay, that was Fikir by Dawit Sharen from Addis Ababa.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing? You are tuned in to Music Time right here on VOA with Heather.
Sit back now, peeps, and just chill out to Midnight Staring and Surayako.
But Midnight Staring. My booties.
This one ends in confession. is Music Time in Africa.
Cheesy. right. Hello, lovies. Hello. That was Salty Soul's Surayako. And before that, the GOM mega hit from South Africa, Moonlight Starring. This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. And here comes Kwame. Hey, Kwame, how you doing?
Hey, Heather.
Hi, you ready for Song of the Week?
Of course, I'm always ready.
And this is the Song of the Week.
All right, all right. So this week's Song of the Week is called Kutapira. Now, the artist who's been a studio guest with us before, not too long ago, remember?
Yes.
Oran Etkin.
Yep, great artist.
Yeah, a clarinetist.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he has a new song out. It's called Kutapira. Mm-hmm. It just dropped Friday, August 9th. And this is its Africa premiere.
Hey.
Yeah, right here on MTIA, baby.
Great for the listeners.
Yes. So the single release of his new album is also due out in a couple weeks on August 30th. Well, let's just listen to Oran's own introduction to the song. What do you say?
Let's jump right into it.
All right.
Hey, Irene, do you like pumpkin?
Yes, I like pumpkins. They are my favorite food.
How do they taste?
Oh, they are good.
Yeah?
They are kutapira.
Kutapira? What does that mean?
Kutapira, sweet.
So kutapira means sweet?
Yeah, it means sweet.
Oh, wow. And the pumpkin, how do you say the pumpkin?
Mananga.
Mananga?
Yes.
Oh.
So we are also going to play mananga.
Yeah, we can say, kutapira.
Kutapira. Uya uone kutapira kuneta mananga.
Kutapira.
Uya uone
kutapira
kuneta mananga.
You think we can do that with mbira and with a clarinet?
Yes.
All right, let's do that.
Okay, so now we know Kwame, mm-hmm. and everybody listening, we know what kutapira means.
Kutapira.
Yeah, so shall we just listen to the song?
Definitely.
Woo!
Kutapira. Kutapira.
Here we go. Kutapira.
Okay, so you might notice that his song's geared for kids.
Yes, and I love that his artistry is geared just for kids because you don't have a lot of that right now in the system.
That's
and then
true.
It's almost like a kid's introduction to African music, and then he has his own flair with the whole clarinet.
Yes.
You know?
Well, let me say that that's Oran's objective as an artist. He mm-hmm. wants to bring great music to the world of children.
Mm-hmm.
And he does this by animating all the instruments. He makes the instruments come alive, and they talk to each other.
That's
let's
beautiful.
Listen. Yeah, let's listen to some more. All right, man, this is great, isn't it?
It's beautiful. I found out the full title to the album he's going to release towards the end of the month. And it is Finding Friends Far From Home, A Journey with Clarinet. Clarinet.
You know what? It took me like 10 minutes to figure out who. I'm thinking clarinet. That just doesn't sound like an African name. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, it means clarinet.
Yep.
Because what he does is he gives names to all of the instruments. They have like mm-hmm. people names.
Oh, yes. And that's great for kids.
Yeah, it is great, man. Let's listen to a little bit more.
Oh, boy. Kiwa, can we sing Uya Uone together?
Uya Uone, Uya Uone, Uya Uone, Uya Uone, Uya Uone, Uya Uone, Uya Uone.
All right. right. I just love that. So Oran's playing Clara Met.
Mm-hmm.
She is singing. And the Mbira player, by the way, the featured artist, is a master there in Zimbabwe. His name is Musekiwa Chingodza.
Nice. And, I mean, this is why he's a Grammy Award winner. You can hear it.
You can. Hey, all right. That was Kutapira by Oran Etkin featuring Musekiwa Chingodza. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Santi here for you now and always.
And that was
Song of the Week.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Moving back a decade in time now to Nigeria, here's Lagbaja with Your Way. The song features his regular backup singer, Ego Oparo. Kwame, you say you know him?
I know Lagbaja. I love Lagbaja. I love his artistry. I love the sense of politics and his social commentary on Nigeria and, you know, Africa in general.
Wow, mm-hmm. That's cool. I didn't know you knew him.
I know him and I've loved him since.
Yeah.
I'm Susanna Wio from Kenya. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
Now we're going deep down into the traditional sound of Gabon. This short piece features the Ngombi, an 8-string arched harp of the Tsoko people. It's titled Mitombo and was recorded around 2015. Kwame, you're still here with me.
Oh, yeah.
You having a good time?
I am.
Have you ever heard of this instrument?
No, I haven't. Okay. Educate me!
This music is part of a traditional ceremonies that initiates boys into manhood.
Right. Okay.
And so this particular type of music you're going to hear, Mitombo, is played when neophytes ingest something called Iboja, which is a hallucinogenic plant. And it allows them to see, quote-unquote, the invisible world.
This feels like a scene from Black Panther.
Well, Black Panther probably, you know, picked it up from this place or some other area where they do these things, which is in a lot of places in Africa. So anyway, let's take a listen. The musicians are Dieudonné Monjo and Didas Getseke Kimbila. This is Heather Maxwell, and that was traditional music from Gabon. What'd you say, Kwame? Were you seeing? All right, so let's take it back now to 1983, Douala, Cameroon. This is a recording of a wonderful song by a xylophone orchestra. It comes from our Music Time in Africa archive that, by the way, you can listen to online anytime you want, as many times as you want, at our new University of Michigan website. I'll give you that address right after this amazing song. Bye. right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. And that song you just heard was recorded in Douala, Cameroon, sometime on or before 1983. It comes from the Leo Sarkisian collection, which is now all digitized and accessible to any and all of you. The address is mtia.sites.uofmhosting.net. Let me say that again. mtia.sites, spelled S-I-T-E-S, .uofmhosting.net. So you get on there and you can search for all kinds of African music from as far back as 1965, and you can do it by location or performer, or just get on there and listen to all of the old Music Time in Africa shows. And if you know more about that song we just heard, let us know. Get on the site or on my Music Time in Africa email, which is musictime@voanews, or my Facebook Messenger or Twitter at Music Time Africa. All right, so we've got time for two more tunes, babes. Here's one of Senegal's pioneer DJs, G, featuring Ghanaian singer Djali Madi.
Hey, yo, holo fi. Hey, we'll follow me. We'll def look at it, def since yo, then I'm with the fee. Hey, fatal me. They could call us boring or whatever, it don't bother me. Kanunyo, kanabula molunoma, kanabula molunoma molumam betia. Mfurunyo, kanabula molunoma, kanabula molunoma molumam betia. You know these guys, when they putting on disguise, they could act to be the coolest, don't be foolish, only lies. The wah, you near her, your friend. What they wanna do to you, definitely cocaine and a cannon. Wako fan and a feminine. They ain't real, they pretend. Started fake, yo, how could they be real at the end? Hey, yo, hold my feet. We're just a number, need good for nothing. Call you after one, only when calls are free.
Ntetenyina lela bie. Ntetenyina lela feo. Do nada ni kanilema.
Yo, hold on, fee. Hey, we'll follow me. We'll def look at it, def since yo, the lamin be fee. Hey, father me. We'll suck tongue to me. They could call us boring or whatever. It don't bother me. Canoe, canabula. Start a conversation when you try to sleep. Miss calls the whole day during the call. Dilla beep on when you call back. Yeah, I don't even vibe when you speak. Dilla lep during the devil. And what's worse, yo, they cheap. Yo, hold on, fee. Bull suck on to knee. Good moment, wah. But knee doing the ticks and gaming me. Bull and may look at the wah. Then when up the yala ta. I love foundation strong. Come get some pata. Fuck a stel with the gachipa. So take look what my lumala wah. I born the strong. Fumala all like la who you far.
Was G and Djali Madi with Boul Fale Nye out of Senegal. Well, we've got time for one more tune, guys, and I'm sending you off into the rest of your weekend and your week with a classic. From Cameroon, once again, here is the one and only, the late Bebe Manga with this beautiful song that she's best known for, Ami O. I like Amio by the late Bebe Manga from Cameroon. It's time to say goodbye for this week. Thanks so much for joining me, darling listeners. And a special thanks to Oran Etkin for sending in his beautiful Africa premiere of the song Kutapira for Song of the Week. Also, thanks to Kwame Ofori, who joined me to present that. Please click over to my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, my Facebook page or group, Instagram at MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa, and get updates, fresh news, photos, and videos throughout the week. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 Universal Time. And again, Saturdays and Sundays at 5 minutes past the hour of 9, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, Africa.